On today's show, Honda unveils a new flagship SUV for the Chinese market. Lexus reveals an updated version of the IS, and a look at how Kia is incorporating European design into its vehicles. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for April 25th of 2016. The Beijing Auto Show just kicked off, so let's take a look at some of the vehicles that have been revealed so far. Lexus introduced the all-new IS. The styling remains similar to the outgoing model, but the front end has been reworked and features new headlamps, larger air intakes, and an updated grille. The engine options remain unchanged, a 2-liter 4-cylinder turbo or a 3.5-liter V6 that's offered with 255 horsepower or 306 horses. Depending on the setup, the engines are mated to a 6-speed or 8-speed automatic transmission. And the interior features a new high-res display screen that's nearly 3 inches larger than before. And in other Toyota news, the company announced that starting in 2018, it will offer plug-in hybrid versions of the Corolla and the Levin in China. The Levin is a different version of the Corolla sold in the country. Last year, Toyota introduced hybrid versions of those models in China, which are turning out to be so popular, Toyota is having trouble keeping up with demand. Total orders for the vehicles are about 40,000 units. Honda took the wraps off an all-new SUV called the Avanciere, which will become its flagship model in China. It's powered by a 2-liter turbo and is equipped with Honda's suite of advanced driver assistance features. The Avanciere goes on sale at the end of the year in China. And in other Honda news, the company's luxury brand Acura revealed a new compact crossover called the CDX. The model was primarily developed for China and is the first Acura model in the country to be powered by a 1.5-liter turbo that's mated to an 8-speed dual-clutch transmission. The CDX will be built in China and goes on sale in the country this July. And still to come, a look at more reveals from the Beijing Auto Show.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, feel good about driving.
A week ago, we showed you some teaser images of a new SUV from Volkswagen. And now, meet the T-Prime Concept GTE. The full-size SUV is sent to hint at future VW SUVs, which is not too surprising as it looks similar to the midsize Cross Blue. As of now, the T-Prime is a plug-in hybrid vehicle that consists of a 2-liter turbocharged 4-cylinder engine, electric motor, 14.1 kilowatt-hour battery, and an 8-speed automatic transmission. VW says this setup is good for 31 miles of pure EV range and a combined fuel economy that's equivalent to 87 mpg. Open the door of the concept and you'll see a host of luxury materials. But what sticks out is the lack of knobs and switches. With the exception of the steering wheel stalks, all the controls are touch-sensitive surfaces with white backlighting, many of which are located in the curved touchscreen that's emerging of the instrument cluster and infotainment display. By our eye, the T-Prime Concept GTE looks pretty production-ready, and Volkswagen could certainly use more models in the exploding CUV SUV segment. And speaking of China, we all know how consumers in the country love extended wheelbase vehicles. And here are a few auto show reveals that fall into that category. We'll start with the long wheelbase version of the BMW X1. It will be built at BMW's plant in Shenyang, where the standard wheelbase version is already made and will feature a range of 3- and 4-cylinder engines. Next, we move on to the Jaguar XFL. Thanks to the extended length, rear seat passengers have more than 6 inches of added legroom, but they also get a couple of Jaguar firsts. 4-zone climate control with cabin air ionization and clear exit detection, which is a technology that warns rear seat passengers of traffic approaching from behind. Subtle distinctions include chrome strips on the door handles, sills, and exhaust tailpipes. The XFL will go on sale in China in the second half of this year. And we finish off with the Audi A4L. The car is over an inch and a half longer than the previous model and is more than 240 pounds lighter. Customers can choose from either a 190 or 252 horsepower 2-liter engine, and Audi will equip the A4 with its Matrix LED headlights for the first time. The new Audi A4L will start arriving at Chinese dealerships in late summer. And be sure to check out our coverage of the Beijing Auto Show starting today. John is interviewing executives from the floor of the show about their latest reveals. So just head over to Autoline.tv throughout the day to watch the latest interviews. And coming up next, a look at how Europe influenced the design of the all-new Kia Sportage. Kia used to have bland styling, but the company's vehicles are much sleeker and stylish now, thanks to Kia's design chief, Peter Schreier. On last week's Autoline After Hours, we had the new Sportage in the studio because our special guest was Orth Hedrick, the VP of Product Planning at Kia Motor America. And since this is a global vehicle, the styling needed to appeal to customers outside of the U.S. And in the following clip, he discusses how Europe influenced the crossover's design.
Yeah, it's interesting that the influences that went in for the design, obviously the designers are based in Frankfurt, so their context that influences them are more European. Mm-hmm. And they have, you know, you think about all the other German premium vehicles that are in the area, you know, that's influencing them. Mm-hmm. The architecture, the look and the stance and the design, and the fact that it's, you know, under Peter's careful watch, you know, all the time, there's a lot of work that goes into doing something different. Mm-hmm. And also the face for this is the first time that we've used kind of a disassociated a headlight from the grill. You know, normally mm-hmm. the Kias have the signature in the face with our tabbed grill. We call it the tiger nose grill. Right. This one's a little bit different. The headlights are up higher and it has a kind of more of an evocative face, which is new for us. Mm-hmm. And I mean, for a lot of us, we were really excited about it, but it's a new look. So you have to be really careful. And in the focus groups, it was just off the charts. People just love that new look, and we have it in market now, and it's doing very, very well. We're really mm-hmm. excited about it.
For more about Kia and the Sportage, you can watch that entire discussion right now on Autoline.tv, or you can check it out on our YouTube channel. That wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.